Okay, so while I'm here in Taiwan, I'm getting news of what's happening back in Michigan. Now, Whitmer was sending out state police to fine people for giving haircuts, and someone found that Governor Whitmer has made it illegal for anyone to cut anyone's hair. A mother at home is legally not allowed to cut her own children's hair in her home. There's something like this that she's done, and I'm looking at this. I've been made to understand. You could fact check that, but I'll tell you how far Whitmer has gone. A freedom's under attack. You know, the government's going too far. I'm looking at state police. Again, this wouldn't be a problem if we were training the militia. She wouldn't even try to do it in the first place. We'd all get along a whole lot better if everyone was a trained soldier and had a mini arsenal at home and was trained how to use it. And if you're a criminal, you lose your arsenal and no one else respects you, because where's your arsenal? It's not, you know, keep and bear arms. That means you have an arsenal at home and in your car. That's what that means, because you're a trained soldier who's always on call. We're always ready. We're all, you know, the Culpeper Minutemen was a militia back at the Revolution, and the idea was they were ready for battle within 1 minute. If the sound called, 1 minute, and they're ready for the fight. So that's what a militia is: always ready to stand up and go to keep the country safe, trained by the state government. Now, we don't have that. So things are just kind of running amok, and there's just this disaster. It's like a home. Not having the militia is like having a home with no parents. All you end up having is people dominating, or parents that don't do anything or don't take action when they should, or take less action than they should. The siblings start dominating each other. The parents get angry and just start yelling and whining, and there's no decisive action. That's what this is what happens. When push comes to shove, we have difficulty in a country without a trained militia. I don't know how much like a broken record I'm going to sound like, yeah, he's talking about that, it doesn't really matter. I'm telling you, none of this would have been a problem if we'd followed the Constitution. As a big fan of the Constitution, we need the militia. Okay, well, state police. I wonder if, as we see lawsuits against Whitmer, I wonder to what extent state police are going to be affected. Because of constitutional authority, does she have authority to ban haircuts? Your sheriff's departments won't enforce it, but the state police, they don't want to, but they do anyway. Those state police are sworn to uphold the Constitution. So I think we could be looking at questions of whether those state police could be legally held accountable as criminals for obeying an illegal order from a governor, or maybe not going in and performing a coup. I don't know. I don't know that there would be a law that would obligate police to perform a coup, but... I'm not going to say that I would support that, but there could be attempts at action. There could be lawsuits filed along those lines, and there might be some experts saying that the police are liable for handing out $1,000 haircut fines because there was no legal basis for them, even though the governor might order it. There might not be a constitutional basis for it. Cutting hair, what is a hairstylist license required for? Is it required to cut someone's hair, or is it required in order to have a hair cutting business? To open up a barbershop or a beauty salon, you'd need a license. Okay. But is one required to perform haircuts in the park for on one occasion? Is that, you know, so I think that we could be looking at questions coming up about how far the law reaches and whether those state police are going to be in trouble or not. You watch, mark my words. We're going to be looking at sooner or later, someone trying to take action against the state police. And what's my opinion about that? My opinion is that the state police need to be thinking for themselves. They're obeying her because she's got their paychecks. And that's not, I mean, they should have a more sophisticated plan. The state police need to prepare for some type of, they need to prepare something. They need to be ready to give an answer both to her and to the public that would sue those police for obeying her. They need to really think this through. Just because the governor gives an order does not mean that you're legally okay to obey it. The Nuremberg trials were the war crime trials after World War II. And a lot of the Nazis said, I was just following orders from my Führer, from my leader. I was just following orders. That did not let them off the hook. And it's not going to let the state police off the hook either. They need to look more closely at that. I'll tell you, you know, I'm in Taiwan, and generally speaking, Taiwan's government, you know, there's kind of an interesting difference of what's happening in America versus what's happening in Taiwan. Taiwan's government treats people with such respect and such care that they don't really have problems like this. The people, when the government tells the people, wear a mask, stay safe, they just do it and they don't have a problem with it. The government doesn't close down a whole bunch of businesses, so it doesn't raise much alarm. But when Taiwan's government had a secret negotiation with China, and they were trying to make secret negotiations normal, and then like Taiwan's government would have a negotiation with China, it was closed, and no one would ever find out what was said, not even America, not the voting public, no one. It was just between Taiwan's government and China, no accountability. When they were trying to make that a law, that could happen, the students flooded the legislature and occupied the floor. It was occupy the legislature. And it shut it down. And the speaker of the legislature, his name was Wang Jinping, he went back and he was an old hat. He was kind of like a Bob Dole type for the Republican Party. He was an old hat loyalist to the original values that a lot of the people respected from both sides. And he walked back and he said, all right, the people don't want this. We're not going to do it. Well, that wasn't lockstep in party loyalty. But anyone makes a good decision to honor the will of the people. Now, I mean, Hong Kong's leaders aren't doing that. But see, that was pretty severe, and Taiwan rose up and attacked it. But other than that, Taiwan's government doesn't overreach, and so the people are pretty compliant. So I look at this and I say, if America's government really wanted people to be compliant, then they wouldn't be overreaching so much. But all this overreaching is certain. It's not going to destroy freedom. It's going to cause people to rise up and start preserving it once again. We got this far. Psychologically, what happened was we got this far because step by step, freedoms got stepped on and nobody said anything. And so the left or whoever wants to step on the freedoms, they could be Republicans, but the people stepping on the freedoms overreach, they overstepped, they did too much because they thought they were going to get away with it because for so long people never did anything. Why are Democrats doing this? Because nobody said anything in the last times that they were doing it. They might have said some things, but not much. So I don't know. It really makes me sad that the state police were giving out fines for cutting people's hair on the Capitol lawn in Michigan, Lansing, Michigan. I don't know what the police should have done because I don't know the options of a police officer. But it really does make me sad. I think that the sheriff's department's not obeying her orders is a good thing. Sheriff has autonomy because he's directly democratically elected. So that makes him more, he's got more power in the county than the president does, because he's democratically elected by the people. And that goes back to the principle of why our Constitution even worked in the first place, because the people said so. What could the state police have done? I don't know. I just wish that they could have done something. See you tomorrow.